Unit 10. You're supposed to shake hands.
一，听句子，选择与句子内容相对应的图片。每个句子读两遍。
1. Switzerland is the capital of clocks and watches. Switzerland is the capital of clocks and watches.
2. In Western countries, people usually use forks and knives to have meals. In Western countries, people usually use forks and knives to have meals.
3. You should help the old cross the road when the traffic light is green. You should help the old cross the road when the traffic light is green.
4. Students are not supposed to play mobile phones in class. Students are not supposed to play mobile phones in class.
5. You shouldn't talk loudly in class. You shouldn't talk loudly in class.
2. 听对话和问题，根据所听内容，选择最佳答案。对话和问题都读两遍。
6. Jack, what does the sign mean?
Oh, you are not supposed to smoke in public. It's bad for our health.
Question. What does the sign mean? Jack, what does the sign mean?
Oh, you are not supposed to smoke in public. It's bad for our health.
Question.What does the sign mean?
7. What are people supposed to do when they meet for the first time in Japan?
They're supposed to bow, but in the United States, they are expected to shake hands.
Question. What are people supposed to do when they meet for the first time in America?What are people supposed to do when they meet for the first time in Japan?
They're supposed to bow, but in the United States, they are expected to shake hands.
Question. What are people supposed to do when they meet for the first time in America?
8. In some countries,Girls usually wear skirts in winter.
That's amazing.
Question. What do girls wear in winter in some countries? In some countries, girls usually wear skirts in winter.
That's amazing.
Question. What do girls wear in winter?In some countries. 9. John, what am I supposed to do when I eat with a French family?
It's very rude to say you're full. If you don't want food anymore, you should just say that was delicious.
Question. What can you say if you are full when you eat with a French family?John, what am I supposed to do when I eat with a French family?
It's very rude to say you're full. If you don't want food anymore, you should just say that was delicious.
Question. What can you say if you are full when you eat with a French family?
10. Hi, Mary. You're 10 minutes late.Your friend Tom may get mad.
Sorry, I forget that it's important to be on time in his country.
Question, what's important in Tom's country? Hi, Mary. You're 10 minutes late. Your friend Tom may get mad.
Sorry, I forget that it's important to be on time in his country.
Question: What's important in Tom's country?
Three. 听短文，根据短文内容，判断下列句子正误。正确的，用 A 表示，不正确的，用 B 表示。短文读两遍。听短文前，你们有20秒钟的时间阅读下列句子。
Do you know how to answer or call a smartphone? Maybe someone will say, it's a joke. In fact, there are also some smartphone manners in our daily life. The first point is that when you talk on your smartphone in public, please don't shout. Another point is about personal space. I don't think it is polite to make calls in small spaces full of people.This makes others uncomfortable. Lastly, doing two things at the same time is dangerous. For example, making calls while driving is a bad habit. Pay attention to the road. Similarly, when staying with your friends, turn off your smartphone and enjoy their company.Do you know how to answer or call a smartphone? Maybe someone will say, it's a joke. In fact, there are also some smartphone manners in our daily life. The first point is that when you talk on your smartphone in public, please don't shout. Another point is about personal space. I don't think it is polite to make calls in small spaces full of people.This makes others uncomfortable. Lastly, doing two things at the same time is dangerous. For example, making calls while driving is a bad habit. Pay attention to the road. Similarly, when staying with your friends, turn off your smartphone and enjoy their company.
四，听对话，根据对话内容完成下列句子，每空词数不限。对话读三遍。听对话前，你们有20秒钟的时间阅读下列句子。
Have you lived in America for many years?
Yes, I have lived there for 10 years.
Tomorrow I will go to an American friend's home to celebrate Christmas. Could you give me some advice?
Okay, no problem.
Should I arrive on time or 5 to 10 minutes late?
Both are okay. Don't get there early.
I'm afraid I might meet terrible traffic.
If you're going to be more than 15 minutes late,You should call your hosts to tell them.
Should I bring a gift?
Certainly. Flowers are always nice.
What should I do at the dinner table?
Just watch the other guests and follow them.
Thank you. Have you lived in America for many years?
Yes.I have lived there for 10 years.
Tomorrow I will go to an American friend's home to celebrate Christmas. Could you give me some advice?
Okay, no problem.
should arrive on time or 5 to 10 minutes late.
Both are okay. Don't get there early.
I'm afraid I might meet terrible traffic.
If you're going to be more than 15 minutes late, you should call your hosts to tell them.
Should I bring a gift?
Certainly. Flowers are always nice.
What should I do at the dinner table?
Just watch the other guests and follow them.
Thank you. Have you lived in America for many years?
Yes, I have lived there for 10 years.
Tomorrow I will go to an American friend's home to celebrate Christmas. Could you give me some advice?
Okay, no problem.
Should I arrive on time or 5 to 10 minutes late?
Both are okay. Don't get there early.
I'm afraid I might meet terrible traffic.
If you're going to be more than 15 minutes late, you should call your hosts to tell them.
Should I bring a gift?
Certainly. Flowers are always nice.
What should I do at the dinner table?
Just watch the other guests and follow them.
Thank you.
One, people are supposed to shake hands when they meet for the first time in the U.S. People are supposed to shake hands when they meet for the first time in the U.S.
Two, Japanese people are supposed to bow when they see each other. Japanese people are supposed to bow when they see each other.
Three, in China, you should not stick your chopsticks into the food. In China, you should not stick your chopsticks into the food.
4. You are not supposed to eat anything with your hands except bread in France. You are not supposed to eat anything with your hands except bread in France.
5. I always leave the house early to avoid heavy traffic. I always leave the house early to avoid heavy traffic.
二，听对话和问题，根据所听内容选择最佳答案。对话和问题都读两遍。
Six. Hi, Tom. Do you know it's polite to make a noise when people are eating here?
Really? That's interesting. It's different from our country.
Question. What are they talking about? Hi, Tom. Do you know it's polite to make a noise when people are eating here?
Really? That's interesting. It's different from our country.
Question. What are they talking about?
7. Hi, Sarah. What do you plan to do for the summer holiday?
I plan to go to the United States or England. My grandfather is still in France, so I'm supposed to go to France.
Question. Where will Sarah go for her summer holiday? Hi, Sarah. What do you plan to do for the summer holiday?
I plan to go to the United States or England. My grandfather is still in France, so I'm supposed to go to France.
Question. Where will Sarah go for her summer holiday?
8. Different people have different customs in giving presents.
Yes, never give a clock as a gift in China.
Question. What present shouldn't be given in China? Different people have different customs in giving presents.
Yes, never give a clock as a gift in China.
Question. What present shouldn't be given in China? 9. Are table manners different between this country and China?
Yes, in China we eat with chopsticks and spoons, but in this country they use hands to have meals. It's polite to do that in this country.
Question: what's polite in this country? Are table manners different between this country and China?
Yes, in China we eat with chopsticks and spoons, but in this country they use hands to have meals. It's polite to do that in this country.
Question: what's polite in this country?
10. I'm a little nervous. I'm going to Mexico as an exchange student next week, but I still don't know customs there.
Don't worry. Mr. Lee will tell you what you're supposed to do tomorrow. He has lived in Mexico for 10 years.
Question: why is the boy nervous? I'm a little nervous. I'm going to Mexico as an exchange student next week, but I still don't know customs there.
Don't worry. Mr. Lee will tell you what you're supposed to do tomorrow. He has lived in Mexico for 10 years.
Question: why is the boy nervous?
Three, 听短文，根据短文内容，判断下列句子正误。正确的，用 A 表示，不正确的，用 B 表示。短文读两遍。听短文前，你们有20秒钟的时间阅读下列句子。
Few words are spoken more often every day on the streets of Britain than I am sorry. This phrase has become such a common response that it has taken on a lot of meanings. Saying sorry means apology. This is simple and easy to understand. We learn it both as a native speaker and as a student of foreign languages. But in Britain it takes on another meaning. It is a cultural expression. It is known that British people, like most people, do not enjoy conflict. So to quickly calm a situation, British people will apologize to each other. Other times it may sound funny to hear sorry. Some of my friends say it at restaurants as they ask the waiter, "Sorry, but can I order another drink?" It is not to apologize, but just to express that we need the waiter. In Britain, sorry doesn't always mean exactly what you think. Few words are spoken more often every day on the streets of Britain than I am sorry. This phrase has become such a common response that it has taken on a lot of meanings. Saying sorry means apology. This is simple and easy to understand. We learn it both as a native speaker and as a student of foreign languages. But in Britain it takes on another meaning. It is a cultural expression. It is known that British people, like most people, do not enjoy conflict. So to quickly calm a situation, British people will apologize to each other. Other times it may sound funny to hear sorry. Some of my friends say it at restaurants as they ask the waiter, "Sorry, but can I order another drink?" It is not to apologize, but just to express that we need the waiter. In Britain, sorry doesn't always mean exactly what you think.
Four, 听对话，根据对话内容完成下列句子，每空词数不限。对话读三遍。听对话前，你们有20秒钟的时间阅读下列句子。
Do you know what you must learn if you visit overseas?
Sorry, I don't know. Could you please tell me something about it?
The most important step in preparing to visit overseas is to learn about the customs and culture of the place you will visit.
Why do I need to do that?
It's not only to make sure you don't offend anyone, but also to keep yourself from getting into trouble. For example, in Singapore, it's illegal to chew gum.
Wow, I had no idea before.
Or, in Thailand, it's very rude to show others the bottom of your feet.
What else?
In some countries, there are very strict rules. If you don't follow them, you could be in big trouble.
Oh, I'm a little scared. What should I do?
Be careful and always remember these rules and customs.
Thank you for telling me so much.
Do you know what you must learn if you visit overseas?
Sorry, I don't know. Could you please tell me something about it?
The most important step in preparing to visit overseas is to learn about the customs and culture of the place you will visit.
Why do I need to do that?
It's not only to make sure you don't offend anyone, but also to keep yourself from getting into trouble. For example, in Singapore, it's illegal to chew gum.
Wow, I had no idea before.
Or, in Thailand, it's very rude to show others the bottom of your feet.
What else?
In some countries, there are very strict rules. If you don't follow them, you could be in big trouble.
Oh, I'm a little scared. What should I do?
Be careful and always remember these rules and customs.
Thank you for telling me so much.
Do you know what you must learn if you visit overseas?
Sorry, I don't know. Could you please tell me something about it?
The most important step in preparing to visit overseas is to learn about the customs and culture of the place you will visit.
Why do I need to do that?
It's not only to make sure you don't offend anyone, but also to keep yourself from getting into trouble. For example, in Singapore, it's illegal to chew gum.
Wow, I had no idea before.
Or, in Thailand, it's very rude to show others the bottom of your feet.
What else?
In some countries, there are very strict rules. If you don't follow them, you could be in big trouble.
Oh, I'm a little scared. What should I do?
Be careful and always remember these rules and customs.
Thank you for telling me so much.